You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure.
The latest Tesla Challenger takes on the auto industry with a stunning electric sedan by Jack Stewart. While the world's most famous automakers were pulling the covers off their latest, shiniest offerings at the Los Angeles Auto Show, a dark gray sedan circled the convention center almost silently. Riding on 21-inch wheels, the Lucid Air cuts a muscular stance, its door handles flush with the body of the car, one thin bar of light bars stretching across its front, another along the slightly boxy rear. Fully electric, it offers a tempting vision of the future. This is our very precious multi-million dollar prototype. We are super careful with this machine, says Lucid's Chief Technology Officer Peter Rawlinson. But a prototype, no matter how lovely, does not make an automaker. The Air is the first vehicle from Lucid, a Silicon Valley outfit, presenting itself as a new Tesla. Because, as Elon Musk will tell you, there's quite a gulf between designing a great car and producing and selling that car. Tesla may have booked hundreds of thousands of pre-orders, but it's struggling to meet demand, let alone make a profit. That's why you likely haven't heard of the other electric car startups that thought they could replicate Tesla's success, like Faraday Future, Fisker, Aptera, and Coda. Each is struggling or has folded or fizzled out under the immense financial pressure. Lucid, which has now built a grand total of 5 cars, believes it can not only do better than the other startups, but also be competitive against the major automakers. Usually, when I'm offered a ride in an engineering pre-production car, I want to be up front because that's where the action happens. But the Air, despite a claimed grin-inducing 0 to 60 mph time of 2.5 seconds, is best experienced from the back. So I sink into one of the 2 seats, which reclines so far back I'm gazing at the LA skyline through the glass roof, feeling like an Apollo astronaut about to be launched into space. The car is finished beautifully. The wood, leather, and felt that cover the interior are meant to invoke California's Santa Cruz waves crashing over rocks. As luxury tech-happy buyers now expect, there are touchscreens everywhere. The ride was slightly harsh because, despite its finishes, this is a hand-built test car without a properly tuned suspension or sound deadening. Lucid promises a range of between 240 and 440 miles, depending on which battery pack you buy. All very nice, but a comfortable interior, solid performance, and substantial range count as table stakes here. To rake in the chips, Lucid is counting on its CTO, Peter Rawlinson, the man who has done this before. The Brit was the chief engineer for Tesla's Model S, the sedan that stacked up accolades and made Tesla a real automaker. And he's brought top talent along for the new ride. I have the key brain power behind the Model S team with me today, he says. We know how to do this, and that is the differentiator. In fact, he seems relaxed about the company's prospects, even though he admits no recent automotive startup can truly be classed as a success. If you exclude Tesla, the last really successful startup was Porsche in the 1950s, he says. Lucid, which is building a factory in Casa Grande, Arizona, has a slow and steady approach in mind. It will start by building 20,000 cars a year, which it calculates will require $260 million in investment. It plans to use revenue from those sales, plus another $500 million, to increase production to 50,000 cars a year. It will eventually reach 130,000 cars a year, bit by bit. We're taking a very pragmatic, almost humble approach to it, Rawlinson says, in a thinly veiled comparison to Tesla's grand ambitions and aggressive timelines. We're not going in there all guns blazing, saying we're going to spend $1 billion on a factory. That's madness. Lucid has one big advantage Tesla didn't have when it was getting started a decade ago. Electric cars are no longer an odd, ignored corner of the market. Countries from India to Germany to Norway have announced plans to ban gas and diesel engines in the coming decades. In China, the world's largest auto market, government regulators are mandating the sale of electrics on a wide scale. We're talking about a couple million EVs. I don't know where they're going to find them, says Rawlinson, spying an opportunity. I think we can sell 100,000 units a year of this car with a 50-50 split between China and the rest of the world. The country also has a taste for large sedans with luxurious back seats, if you were wondering why the Air's second row offers more room than a first-class plane seat. Together with an alluring vehicle and a tech-heavy team with a proven record, Lucid seems to have a plausible business plan. In a few years, that could be enough to get the new automaker to the point of taking reservations inside the auto show instead of looping around the edges.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure right now.
We walk inside and it's raining. Our home was ruined. We couldn't live there.
Our first concern was the kids. This was going to be hard on them. Chubb got us a place to stay in the same school district. Otherwise, it could have been a nightmare.
Chubb turned a disaster into an adventure for our kids.
And no one missed a day of school.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.